This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, the servant apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house, declaring to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth, is a word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The gospel defines how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to the scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. In 2003, the last television message I made that year, and it aired the first Sunday, I believe, in Opal. I spoke by the Spirit of God that the power of darkness was going to hit my ministry. And I even talked on a very personal basis about Ralph Edge and Kathy Mai. I knew the two of them had known me longer than anyone else. I'm talking about this acquainted with the ministry. I must say I wasn't at all startled, alarmed, afraid, or afraid, because I had said over several years to the congregation here on television, shortwave radio, satellite, wherever, that it aired. I asked a question. Would you be ready if Jesus would come and inspect this place? Like he was when he talked with Abraham, two angels with him appeared incarnate, had lunch with him, with Jesus, and after they had lunch, they were walking, and Abraham said, "Shall I tell Jesus, pardon me. Jesus said, shall I tell Abraham what I'm about to do? I've heard of bad things in Sodom and Gomorrah. I've always been impressed with the integrity of Jesus and of God. Jesus said, I'm going and see for myself if what I've heard is altogether true. Then he said, I will know. Those words have been in my heart for 35, 40 years. I knew the Lord would inspect work, what impressed me, he'd come himself. He told me the power of darkness is going to hit your ministry. And I knew when it hit his, when the Father turned it loose on him, on his ministry, every man denied him. All of them denied they knew him. Some, I think it was a maiden, said to Peter, well, you're a Galilean, your speech we ray at you. I don't even know the man, he said. Many denied me. It didn't really scare me. Because it's in the Bible. And I've been warned it was going to take place. I recall when the Dallas Morning News was after me. All kinds of newspapers, radio, television, my so-called friends. I received a phone call. I was living at Chase Oaks apartment. I was out walking, and I received a phone call on my cell phone. It was from a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. He told me his name. I will not use it. I really don't know what happened to him. He said to me, does it bother you that you are in the crosshairs of the press, radio, television, print press, preachers, everybody? I said, sir, I put myself in those crosshairs. I could have hid. I could have left town. I had no reason to stay or go. I had not done anything, any violation of the law. None. They could have looked for me, brought me back, wouldn't have made any difference to me. But I didn't do that. I stood. I stood right here. And I acknowledged everything that God had commanded me to do. And when it all came out about Lisa, religious people went ballistic. Oh, we hate him. Now we've got him. We don't like what he teaches. And now we've got him. Sorry. You didn't have me. I told the truth. She lied. The lying was rampant. One lie after another. One liar said, I had a lying spirit in my mouth that he did not know if God put it there or Satan, but I was deceiving the body of Christ and I needed to repent. He told me that to my face and I said, and that's a lie, what you're saying. You're the liar. All liars will go to the pit. One thing after another came against me. And it's been 9 long years. Kathy, would you read Ephesians 4:14?
14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Well, let me tell you, during those 9 years, I was tossed to and fro. And that say, henceforth be no more what, children?
No more children, tossed to and fro.
Did you know I was a child, tossed to and fro? Did you know I could read? Did you know I'm a man of integrity and honesty with myself and everybody else? Tossed to and fro. And guess what? I saw people that I knew pretty well tossed to and fro. Tossed to and fro by the power of darkness. By the power of darkness that hit them, took them over. They started lying. They became fearful. Did you know fear makes many people lie? Did you know that? They're afraid that someone's going to find out they're not as cool as they think they are. Already knew that. There's none righteous. Oh, I learned this from the Word of God. None righteous. None understand. None. All like sheep have gone astray. Everybody. So don't try to act so cute and so good. We're not. No flesh is. You know that? Tossed to and fro for 9 years. Most didn't know it. By the way, I've got to say, not sure I did, I wondered what happened to that man with the Dallas Morning News. He was honest and he was troubled what he saw coming down on me and said so. I said, don't let it bother you. I'm all right. I'll be okay. God ordered this. Did you know the devil appeared to God once, presenting himself with the sons of God? It's in the book of Job, and God said, Satan, what are you doing here? Running to and fro. Well, he said, in the earth, he said, well, have you considered my servant Job? We have a hedge around him. Yeah? I tell you what, I'm going to take that hedge down. You can have everything, but don't touch his body. You know what happened to Job? Lost all of his children, all of his animals, everything he owned. Another day, and I know you people don't believe this. You don't believe the Bible. You don't even believe John 3:16. I heard Kenneth Hagin say once, if Job even happened. It only lasted 9 months. Well, when you've lost all your children and everything you've got, and only lasted 9 months, and then Satan comes back and says, running to and fro. God said, you can touch his body, but you can't have his life. That happened to Job. God let it happen. Oh, but we're righteous. We're saved. You're ignorant, too, when you think that way. That you're so good, God wouldn't allow that to happen. He'll do what he wants for his purposes. I saw all kinds of things hit me. I've said this. I went down, 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 down. I could see a step that God said, go down. And I even said a time or two to God, how much further do I have to go down before I start going up? You see, I knew what was going on in my life. And I knew the end. Miss Bob?
Yes.
I knew the end. And I hit a point in 09 that wasn't a bit pretty. I ran into things I didn't know existed. I'm talking about spirits. I don't deal with flesh and blood. You may deal with flesh and blood, but I don't. My wrestling match is against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. In February or March of 05, I met in the spirit a ruler, and it took me a while to become convinced who it might be. But he was 4 to 6 inches in diameter, red, but not dark red, stood face to face with me, I could see his tail going back and forth between my shoes, and he was right there. I'd look up, and he was right there looking down at me. And he'd been speaking to me for about 6 months, maybe seven. And I said to somebody, this spirit is Lisa's guard. Now, y'all think, no, not y'all, but many of you think I'm some kook, some nut, but I'm here, standing where God put me. Amen. In 1980, in this building, 1981. And, oh, did they ever try to get my building? Did they ever try to get this building away from me? Were these days dark? Oh, yeah. Lord, yes. Wicked people that used to attend here, Satan took them over. He took them over. And they said wicked things. They wrote them on blogs. They sent them by email. God knows how else they did that. I don't. But on the blogs, well, you know, I've been sued by two former attendees. Yeah. And one of them wrote on the blogs how they operated, their mode of operation. And did you know one of the things that one of them said on the blog is, they operated by exaggeration. Did you know that's lying? Good morning, Donnie.
Good morning.
Exaggeration's lying.
That's right.
And did you know this person that sued me wrote that on blogs? And even said it under oath that what they were saying about me were exaggerations, which were lies. Is that incredible? Well, there it is. I mean, my Lord, do you think God didn't confound this bunch of fools? To admit under oath that what they're saying about Doyle Davidson is exaggerations. No truth, but many people believed them. Many people believed him. Did you know that didn't bother me? Because I told everybody they were all lies. And this one admitted that's the way they operated. That was their mode of operation, lying. Could you tell me what time it is?
It is 26 after.
So I'm about halfway, huh? Why? I will tell you, you'll find out what kind of integrity you have and what kind of honesty you have and how much you believe God when they're suing you with lies, and admit it. Right?
That's right. Amen.
You could say, well, what is this? Well, guess what? Everything they accused Jesus of was a lie. Wasn't it?
Sir, yes.
What did Pilate say? I find no fault in this man. Crucify him. Father, I'm saying now what Jesus said, forgive them all because they do not know what they are doing or have done. Is that terrible? To be writing, blogging, talking email, talking on a corner, street corner, in back rooms, and all their talk, they don't even know what they're saying?
Amen.
I'm talking about me. I'm talking about what they said about me were all lies, every one of them. Now, I thank God for this hour and this day that I'm able to confront this in front before all of you and say exactly what one that sued me said under oath, that I operate through lies. Now, don't you know God's got that record?
Amen.
Don't you think that's in heaven? Huh? Oh, would you call that sin? Did you know what it says in Revelation 21:8? I believe it's 8. All liars go into the pit. Not a good place to go, folks. I'll be wanting out quick. Amen. You say, well, you've lied. Oh, no. No, I haven't lied. I've told the truth. This went on till April 15th, 2012. Tax day. Can't forget it, huh? Did you know during all that time, I never asked anybody for money, never told anybody what I needed. I was doing well, nor did I ever lack. Not a bit. I bet the treasurer can tell me that, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Right. Why? Because God was with me. He's the one that let the devil do it to me. You say, did you get offended? Absolutely not. If I had him, I wouldn't be here. I did everything within me by the grace and mercy of God to not get offended at any person. And freely forgave them. Sometimes I'd sit and pray for an hour, forgiving everybody by name that would come up. And Father, forgive them. That's the way I live. That's the way I survived. The power of God rested upon me because of that very thing. But tax day, 2012, God said, go on radio. I was on live stream. Go on radio. Is that okay? Ended up on, what, 32 radio stations? 1 hour broadcast. Some, two, plus shortwave to the Middle East, Israel, on Sunday morning, Sunday through Thursday, 7 to 8 a.m. Israel time, with this broadcast. This right here will air in Israel. Thank God. God was with me. He ordered it. Oh, I had some times where I feared, I shook, I trembled. But you know what? It says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, doesn't it? Philippians 2. Believe me, I was working my salvation out. I knew I'd come out of it. I never thought I'd go to hell. No, I didn't. I will tell you this. I don't know how many times I thought I was dying. I don't have a will. But in 05, I sat down one morning in my office and I wrote out my last will and testament. And I gave everything I had away and told who would get it. And 45 minutes later, I tore it up and threw it in the trash. When Kathy came to the house, she said, well, where's your paper? I said, I don't keep paper. I don't want to be tempted to write another will. Is that true? Bad stuff. Amen. But right after I started back on radio, April 15th, in fact, I think it was the 22nd or somewhere, right at that time, I had a vision of four people. They showed up in my bedroom. In a vision. One morning, I woke up, I heard, shoo, and I opened my eyes, and there stood a man, 6-8 feet from me, looking at me, smiling at me like, ha ha. Within a week, or less, had another night vision of a former attendee of Water of Life showed up. Two days, I think, after that, two former attendees of Water of Life had a night vision. And then, a few days after that, a woman showed up, stood by my bed, said, hello, Doyle. Told me her name, said, I'm here. I told somebody that, a preacher, he said, and your wife was in bed? Which showed where he was at, you know that? Scared of his wife. Well, what else? Who cares where you're at if you're obeying God? But I will tell you, God showed me those five individuals, what they did was what I was wrestling with. They were trying to destroy me. Amen. So, I've overcome them pretty much. Oh, I've got to go back. And January the 13th, on the 17th of January, God visited me and talked to me out of the book of Daniel, the 11th chapter. I was stunned at what I read. I will tell you now that within hours I couldn't see. Overpowered my soul, overpowered my faith, overpowered my spirit, my overpowered my faith. But my friends, the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 20 through 28, is most certainly America. You can laugh, you can scoff, and I've never said it so plain. But it's America, United States of America. Amen. I am now about on top of this thing. You know, I can actually, I know you people are people. I can see that, you know, that you're not just blobs. Well, hey, I've talked to people and I couldn't see a thing any of you were doing. I had a person come to my house. Kathy wasn't there. And this person had been there to inspect something, and we knew that they were coming, but they didn't get an appointment. And she wasn't home. They knocked on the door. Well, you know, I'm not really stupid enough to open the door, and there's somebody there that I can't tell they're there. You know? And I said, "Who is it?" They told me. I knew they were coming, but I didn't know they were coming that day. They didn't make an appointment, opened the door. And I just told them what I was doing. When the door opened, there was enough light, I could see an image standing there. I said, "Come on in. Go ahead, make your inspection, what you're supposed to do." And you know, this person lied to me about, he said, "Did you know you got this going on in your house?" I said, "No, I didn't know that." He said, "Well, you do." I said, "I don't know." So when Kathy got home, I had heard her look. I called Terry Brown and said, "Would you come over here? I just want you to look at this particular place. Tell me what you see." They were not there at the same time. And both of them told me the same thing. And this guy had lied. Now, if you think I trust people, don't be foolish, because I don't. I don't know if you're telling the truth or not. Oh, if I got the goods, I will, you know. But I'm not dumb enough to trust what you say, because I've never heard so many lies in my life about me as I have the last 9 years. You know what? God knows that. But I'm coming out of this, thank God. I'm happy to do what I'm doing today. I am really blessed. Won't be long. I'll be driving. Can't wait. Oh, I can't. No, I'm telling you, okay. I know God's faithful. How much time we got?
Yes, 17 minutes left.
17 minutes left. Well, Myers, what have you got? You don't know?
You can make something.
Oh, go up and make something up. Okay, Paul. Let's see what God comes up with out of them. Amen. I appreciate this opportunity, really, to share this.
Thank you.
invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.